This is WVTF Radio IQ. I'm Tab O'Neill. It's been a year since the leadership changed at Sweetbriar College in Amherst County. In a dramatic reversal of the previous leadership, the current team has brought the school back from the brink of closure to another year of growth and security. Teresa Tomlinson, Sweetbriar Class of 87, is chair of the Sweetbriar College Board of Directors and mayor of Columbus, Georgia. That's where she joined me on the phone. Teresa, it looks like Sweetbriar is doing really well.
Yeah, well, actually, it's been amazing. I tell you, I don't think any of us when we came in last year expected to see the rebound quite this significant and quite so quickly. And so what we have had happen is we set a very prudent budget last year, and we ended up coming in $2 million under that budget. We also did not have to use any of the $16 million that the Attorney General freed up for our possible use. And we didn't have to use any of our endowment, which is the first time we did not use endowment in the history, or at least the modern history, of the college to assist in, the operations of the entity.
Teresa, Sweetbriar lost a lot of revenue from the incoming freshman class of last year, ending up being only a few students. Looks like, though, this incoming freshman class is much larger.
Yeah, we set an aspirational goal of 200. And frankly, when we did that, it was almost fantastical. There were even some laughs in the room of how foolhardy that was. We're looking at bringing the population of the college back up to 800. So we're going to continue to level all of our resources to bring in 200 students a year, and we almost hit it. We'll be bringing in 175 new or incoming students to the college this year, and it's really remarkable.
Teresa, it looks like you have students coming from all throughout the United States.
Yes, in five countries. So we're doing what we can. Most institutions have anywhere from 12 to 18% international students. And you want that kind of, eclectic and different perspectives and cultures coming together for that higher education experience. And so the fact that we're going to have some students from China and from Saudi Arabia, even, and Peru, is exciting.
Now, Teresa, we can find in academic journals, business magazine, public media, stories about what appears to be the consolidation of higher education into larger schools, leaving the small ones struggling. Sweetbriar seems to be the success story that few thought it would be.
I tell you, Sweetbriar is going to go down as a turning point in this long story of higher education, because you're exactly right. There was this incredible march towards let's consolidate everything in these large state institutions. Let's get rid of the liberal arts private colleges, and certainly that women's colleges were no longer relevant or necessary. And what we're finding is that the women leaders that are graduated from these women's colleges are much more likely to be strong leaders professionally and in the public realm, elected office. There's a very disproportionate weight of women or graduates from women's colleges that are holding these high-level executive positions. And so there's something about that environment we need. And I will tell you, one of the reasons why I think we made such national headlines, while why people were coming out of the woodwork from all sorts of institutions to support and cheer on Sweetbriar during this war that we had last year, is because the pendulum had swung too far. And people wanted to step up and tell the nation that a liberal arts education is an education that creates thinkers. And if there's anything we need now, it's people well adept in logic and deductive reasoning. These are critical core competencies that, frankly, we're not really turning out in other institutions. And so liberal arts is desperately needed. Women's education, this is the era of women leaders, and the world's much in need of them. And that's why you see these students responding to the Sweetbriar message.
Teresa, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Teresa Tomlinson, Sweetbriar Class of 87. She is chair of the Sweetbriar College Board of Directors and mayor of Columbus, Georgia. You can find this interview online at WVTF.org or RadioIQ.org. This is Morning Edition. Good morning.